Two Chairs No Waiting, episode number 286. Will values always stay timeless? Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you each week by the fine folks over at WeaversDepartmentStore.com. Drop by over at Weavers. They got t-shirts, games, thermometers, sweatshirts. A little too hot for that when I'm recording it, but you may be hearing this later. Drop by Weavers and check out what they've got. They've got the brand new calendar for 2015 is coming out, so head over there and check it out. WeaversDepartmentStore.com. Two Chairs No Waiting is also brought to you by donations from listeners like you. Executive producer of tonight's episode, Andy Taylor. Thank you, Andy, for all you did and all you do. Folks, it is so good to spend some time with you here in Mayberry. Now, who am I? If you don't know, maybe it's your first episode. I am Alan Newsome, your host for Two Chairs No Waiting. I've been running the Andy Griffith Show websites for years. I run imayberry.com and have been doing that since the early 90s. I've also portrayed Floyd the Barber, tribute artist, believe it or not. It's not one of the first things I tell people. I like them to get to know me. But I've been doing that for 20 years. Ouch. Oh. And people often say, Alan, you don't look old enough to have been doing it for 20 years. I'm lying. They don't really say that. But feel free to if you see me. Really, it's great to have you here with me in Mayberry and my attempts to be funny, you know, no matter how bad they are. I appreciate you sticking around and hearing what we actually got to say. Now, what I did is I recently ran across an article last week when I was looking at all the stuff for 40 acres, which we do have some comments about that, or a comment about that, that I'll be reading for you in a little while as well. But I was running through or looking through some of my old scrapbooks, because I have a lot of scrapbooks from back in the early 90s all the way up through the 2000s, where I was keeping newspaper articles and just anything related to the Andy Griffith Show. Well, I ran across I guess it was probably a 1994 article, because I printed or copied the article. I didn't keep the actual newspaper, and I cut off. I do know it's from the Huntsville Times here in Alabama, in Huntsville, Alabama, and it's from Friday, but that's as much as I know. It's a great article, and it's called Will Values Always Stay Timeless? And it was written by Bill Easterling. Now, Mr. Easterling, he had a column that appeared 5 days a week in the Huntsville Times, at least in the end. He had written for the Huntsville Times for 22 years, and he passed away back in 2000. But this was a great article, and when I read it, I realized, wow, this article could have been written yesterday. This is a great article, and it's pretty timeless. So, it's ironic, I guess, because he says, will values always stay timeless? This article certainly did. I want to read it to you, and I think you'll enjoy it. So he says, Mr. Easterling says, will values always stay timeless? And he says, some places are both timeless and priceless. The Rockies, the Grand Canyon, Yosemite, they come to mind. So do New Orleans, San Francisco, and your hometown. Also, Mayberry. You know, I'd forgotten about Mayberry's timelessness and pricelessness until I made myself watch some of those black and white Andy Griffith reruns. Obie was a little boy, and Barney too. Fatherly Andy had everything under control. If he didn't, Aunt Bee did. There's a priceless, timeless message found in those old Andy Griffith reruns. That's hard to find on television today. That message is called values. I didn't know that back when Mayberry was TV's top dog. What it was to me and most people then was a weekly chance to relax for 30 minutes. Wasn't Opie cute and Barney's a hoot? I watched Andy reruns so I could see just what it is about Mayberry that made fans of some young folks I know. Those are people in their mid-20s and younger who were only children when Opie and Barney and Aunt Bee and Andy were America's favorites. So why, all these years later, is there a demand for the Andy Griffith reruns by men and women who are no older than Opie when the show was on and at its most popular. After watching several, I think I figured some of it out. Mayberry's violence was vanilla. Barney, he had one bullet, and he wasn't going to hurt anyone. Floyd the barber might threaten Gomer with the scissors, but he'd never actually use them. And Sheriff Taylor could always figure out a way to defuse trouble before it started. Sweetheart shared hamburgers and Cokes, not beds, in Mayberry. Bad guys from big cities who came to fleece the Hicks always ended up in the pokey without shots being fired or noses being bloodied. And if by chance Barney's nose did get bloodied, Aunt Bea was always there with a cold cloth and a warm bowl of soup. Today's critics would say there was a lot of fluff in Mayberry, and they'd be completely right. They'd say there wasn't a lot of realism about the Andy Griffith Show, but they'd be only partially right. How real are America's favorite families now? The Huxtables? The Simpsons? What Mayberry offers these people in their mid to early 20s, I figure, is an opportunity to see life in a completely different light. They're used to watching movies and TV shows whose normal messages are death, violence, and sex. They've grown up listening to songs whose messages are lying, cheating, and drugs. So I suppose it's no wonder that a antiseptic, harmless place like Mayberry, with such a thoroughly likable cast of characters, would appeal to them. I found out it still appealed to me. I'd forgotten people can be made to laugh without telling dirty jokes. I'd forgotten the story was once more important than the body count. So what I've concluded is the world in which we live will continue to go through changes, but old-fashioned values will remain. Anyway, I hope that's what these young people have found in Mayberry. I'm happy they're all into watching Andy and Opie and Barney before they switch over to things like MTV, because I feel like it's kind of a balance of the scales. Well, maybe it doesn't balance it, but at least it doesn't let the other side carry all the weight. That's by Bill Easterling in the Huntsville Times back in 1994. Now, you'll have to be your judge for yourself if those values are not timeless. But I tell you, this story, as I said, could have been written yesterday instead of 20 years ago. Because the Andy Griffith Show is the same now as it was then. And I think those values are just as timeless now as they were then. So, Bill, we thank you for writing that and just reminding us of one of the reasons that we love the Andy Griffith Show. And I believe you were exactly right. All right. So, folks, I got some things to let you know. But first, I want to let you tell you a little bit. Last week, we did our story on the 40 Acres Backlot. And Tim Bradshaw, he wrote in to tell me, he said, "Great show, Alan. I'm sorry I missed the live recording. However, the subject of 40 Acres Backlot is one of my favorite subjects. Kip, who runs RetroWeb, has done a wonderful job on the website. Cannot get enough of those great views. On my last visit, Tim's last visit to Los Angeles, I went to Culver City to see the site of the old backlot and made a video of it and the way it looks now. And so I have that now as a link, and it'll be in our show notes for episode number 286. So you can go over and watch Tim's video. It's about 14 minutes long, and he actually took the time to go in there and figure out where building locations were on the 40 acres lot and what's setting there now. So he takes you on a tour of the 40 acres lot that no longer exists, but he takes you of a tour to tell you where things were and what it looks like now. So if you're interested in 40 Acres and you enjoyed last week's episode about the 40 Acres lot, go over and check out this video that will be a link. It's a YouTube video. It's a long URL. I'm not even going to try to tell you what it is. So head over to the show notes at twochairsnowaiting.com for episode number 286, and the link will be right there for you to check out. All right, we got one more item I want to tell you about. Now, this can be found over, if you're a member of a Facebook page, which I know everybody isn't, or if you're a member of the Who's Been Messing Up the Bulletin Board chapter, or if you subscribed at twochairsnowaiting.com to our newsletter, which I never sent out anything, unless it's something like this, I sent in a story about an upcoming meetup. Now, we did this last year, and there's an episode of the podcast covering all the things we did. So everybody seemed to have a good time. We had about 29 people come, and we had a really good time. So we're doing it again this year. Now, it's only in a couple of weeks, so by the time you hear this, it may be very soon. But I wanted to make sure you hear it here on the podcast. I've already sent out emails and posted it on our Facebook page and other locations. But we're going to be meeting up in Mount Airy, North Carolina, Andy Griffith's hometown, on the 11th through the 13th of July. Okay, now, there's nothing really big planned. We're going to get together at the gazebo over at the Mayberry Motor Inn on Friday and Saturday. And Saturday at 2 p.m., the only big thing we've got planned is we're going to head over to the Andy Griffith Museum and hear Professor Brower's lecture series, where he's going to be going over the episode Back to Nature. So I want to invite you to come over to that. It'll cost you $3 to get in, I believe. But if you've already paid to get into the museum, there's no charge for the class. So if you go in and tour the museum, you'll get in for free, or it's $3. But either way, I think we're going to enjoy it. I know I will enjoy getting to hear Neil. And then we'll adjourn, and we're still trying to work out the details, but we're going to eat in some form or fashion. And then over at the Mayberry Motor Inn, we'll be having watching some episodes of the Andy Griffith Show out in the gazebo with a projector. And so we can watch them, and we'll sit around and talk and tell stories and visit. Right now, I know that Kenneth Junkin, Otis, he's planning on being there. And Bob Mundy, who does Briscoe with us at a lot of Mayberry events, and his wife, Pat, are planning to be there. We've got, who else? Jane's going to be there, Goober Fife, Chloe and Michelle, and guess who I just found out? The entire Barney chapter is going to have their chapter meeting there in Mount Airy so that they can join us on that Saturday night. So this is going to be a lot of fun. So make plans to be there if you can. It's just kind of a little mini Mayberry Days where we can just visit and do things around Mount Airy that we don't get to do during Mayberry Days because it's too crowded or we got so many other things we're trying to pull off. So if you got time, that's the weekend after the 4th of July. Head up to Mount Airy, North Carolina. Let me know if you're going to go. You can email me at floyd@imayberry.com and let me know. And we will be making plans to just have a good time. That's the main plan. So folks, that is all I am going to do for you tonight. We're going to have a short episode, and I hope you guys can make it. There's going to be a link in our show notes about the Mayberry meetup. So if you want some more details, you can go over there and read it in the show notes as well. And that's all I've got. So, folks, I just want to thank you again for dropping by and spending time with me here in Mayberry. I'd love to hear from you. Call me at 888-684-8415. Or drop by over at twochairsnowaiting.com, and you can find all kinds of ways to get in touch with me from there, Facebook, Twitter, email at floyd@imayberry.com. Any way you'd like to, I'd love to hear from you because I enjoy so much hearing from you to find out what you're thinking about in Mayberry because I'm just a big fan like you. Well, folks, I'll see you guys next week, and I hope you have a safe and happy 4th of July. And we'll see you then on Two Chairs, No Waiting. Good night, everybody.